Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 4:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Starting the week out here with a beautiful day, Monday. Austin is all over this weather forecast. And he's pretty proud of that because it's looking pretty good for the next 7 to 10 days.
Holding my head high.
What you see is what you got. Austin's already cranked for that one. We'll be checking in just a little bit. Also, Austin, let's go ahead and dump into the top three trending stories we're watching this afternoon. The first top three stories we're watching, Pensacola's plan for the Eastside Community Redevelopment Area will not include the option to fund a low-barrier homeless shelter. The issue failed after residents voiced opposition to the idea. The Eastside CRA covers the area east of the 110 freeway running north of Cervantes Street to Barr Street. It is the future of neighborhood designs. And tonight, Kobe Lefowitz, he's an urbanist, real estate developer, writer, consultant, all-around good guy, will be at CivicCon to answer questions and more. His presentation gets underway at 6. They'll do it at the right place at the First United Methodist Church. By the way, that is on 80 East Wright Street. What a weekend it was. I'm just going to give you a quick wrap-up. Pensacola sports outdid themselves. SEC women's soccer teams competed in the Western Gate Soccer Showdown at Ashton-Brosnahan this past weekend. The matches featured the LSU Tigers, Florida Gators, Mississippi State Bulldogs. Pensacola sports will deliver the 2025 SEC Women's Soccer Tournament. Make this something you put on your calendar, November 2nd through 9th. The top 12 SEC Women's Soccer teams will compete for the SEC Championship at Ashton-Brosnahan this fall.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not seeing too much. Do have some backups on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have some in the downtown Pensacola area. This is going to be if you are traveling on Garden Street. It's going to be if you are traveling eastbound towards Barrancas Avenue, so be on the lookout for that. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Got our typical afternoon traffic there. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 64 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be partly cloudy, high of 79, low of 52.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a Florida teacher is about to lose her job after being reported for breaking a parental rights law. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has more from West Palm Beach.
School officials say this wasn't a case of a teacher using a nickname. Rather, when parents found out that their child was being called a name that didn't align with their gender, they reported the teacher for violating state law. Florida, among several other states, passed a law requiring parental consent for teachers to use a student's preferred name. Now, Brevard Public Schools says Melissa Calhoun, a teacher at Satellite High School, admitted that she knowingly did not comply with the state statute. Calhoun's contract was not renewed for the following school year. The district released a statement that says they do support parents' rights to be the primary decision maker in their children's lives, and Florida law affirms their right to be informed.
And for spring breakers, the good times may be over in part of Bay County. Panama City Beach Police Chief J.R. Talamantes posted a message on Facebook yesterday. It was in response to some gun crimes that took place during spring break. He wrote that Panama City Beach can no longer be a spring break town and that time is over. He says he'll have serious discussions with stakeholders and city leadership about the future of spring break season.
Okay, three campus police departments in Florida looking to officially work with federal immigration authorities to help identify and remove illegal aliens. Fox's Eben Brown has more from Miami.
The on-campus police departments at the University of Florida in Gainesville, the University of South Florida in Tampa, and Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton are all seeking to be deputized by the U.S. government to aid in immigration enforcement. It is part of the initiative of both the Trump administration and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to crack down on illegal migrants involving the reach of local law enforcement. International students from schools in other states have recently had their visas canceled following accusations of terrorism and failing to maintain student enrollment. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And medical marijuana company Trulieve has contributed nearly $20 million to a renewed effort to pass a constitutional amendment allowing the use of recreational marijuana in Florida. The company contributed that money to the Smart and Safe Florida Political Action Committee in the first 3 months of this year. Trulieve contributed about $145 million towards the push for the marijuana amendment back in 2024. The measure fell short of the required 60% support needed to pass.
Okay, federal judge in Florida says it's not doing enough to stop the pollution from septic tanks and sewage spills that is killing starving manatees down at Indian River in that area, the state of Orlando, in that area. Brevard County has the most deaths of young manatees this year, 55 deaths overall. Lee County has the most manatee deaths so far this year at 62.
And Florida Senator Rick Scott teaming with Senators Ted Budd and Tom Cotton to introduce the Military Installation Retail Security Act. They say the bill aims to protect our national security by stopping the Department of Defense from making deals with companies controlled by foreign adversaries like the Communist China or Russia on military bases. As Senator Scott put it, allowing these companies to operate in our bases is, quote, a completely unacceptable threat to our security.
Okay, we're just getting this story in this afternoon. I want to share this with you. The search continues for missing boaters after their vessel capsized last week. This happened off the Florida coastline. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott with more.
The Coast Guard said the accident about 30 miles off the Florida coast killed one of 10 people on board. Four were rescued Sunday. Martin County Fire and Rescue said injuries to three of them were not life-threatening. Five others who were on board remain missing. The sheriff's office in Martin County said the group did include people from Haiti and the Dominican Republic. It also reports one of the survivors said the boat left the Bahamas nearly a week and a half ago. Searchers have not given an update on attempts to locate the missing passengers or the purpose for the trip. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
All righty, 420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with a deep dive into some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Hall's Hardware in Milton on News Radio 92.3.
My grades were bad. I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Ms. Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this huge story in Florida about the $10 million settlement payment from Centene to Hope, Florida, whether that money was then used for political campaign purposes when it should have been money that came back to the state. Also, John Pickens and I had a chance to ride on a container vessel going out from the Port of Pensacola through the pass and learn from the harbor pilot what that was like. Really amazing stuff. There's video on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. You name a dish and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families. We call them food angels and you can be one too. Earn your wings at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Would you let other people order for you?
He'll have the small Viennese.
No, I won't. So why let others make decisions about your older years? Do you want your kids or perfect strangers choosing where you'll live or how your money gets spent?
No.
Go to longtermcare.gov and find your own path forward. It takes you step by step through everything you need to consider about aging and all your options. Longtermcare.gov. Plan now to stay in charge or pay later.
How about a mohawk?
Very funny.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, still have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Also have some on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Last major spot probably going to be 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, though that is looking pretty minor at this point. As for the weather, 75 degrees. Low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a mostly sunny, partly cloudy day. High of 79 and a low of 52.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks ending up this afternoon after President Trump relaxed some of his tariffs. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week in the green as investors cheer a tariff rollback for the tech industry after the White House eased tariffs on smartphones, chips, and computers. The news boosted shares of technology hardware companies like Apple. The tech giant assembles most of its devices in China. Apple shares rose 2% on the news. And shares of automakers popped, including General Motors and Stellantis, after President Trump said he was looking at an automotive tariff pause to give car companies more time to adjust. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Apple and McDonald's, the Dow Decliners, United Health Group, Amazon, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow rising 312 points, the Nasdaq higher by 107, S&P 500 up 43. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Washington State joining a coalition of now 21 attorneys general in support of two law firms being targeted by the Trump administration. President Trump issued executive orders that cut security clearances for employees of the law firms, prevents the employees from being hired by the government, and bans them from federal buildings. Washington Attorney General Nick Brown says the president took the action because he dislikes the two firms. He says the president's action will undermine the legal system.
427 News Radio 92.3, a top Trump administrator and economist is dismissing recession concerns. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett is not concerned about recession fears.
100% not.
Hassett points to the unemployment figures and job creation and says CEOs he's speaking with say production remains high even with new tariff uncertainty.
And in terms of sales of foreign goods, people are buying as many as they can because they're worried about future tariffs. So everything's through the roof.
President Trump says his reciprocal tariff plan, which was largely delayed for 3 months, will bring more manufacturing jobs to the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced the cancellation of the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities due to high administration fees that limited direct funding to farmers, though some of their projects may continue if they prove significant federal funds will be beneficial. Also, Rollins announced new presidential appointments aimed at supporting President Trump's America First agenda at the USDA. He welcomed a new team committed to promoting rural prosperity and reducing regulatory burdens for farmers and producers.
Here's something that isn't new, just the amount of engagement is China is ramping up military exercises around Taiwan, prompting fears that they could lead to a new aggression. Jennifer Griffin at the White House and Pentagon this afternoon.
China announced this weekend it is suspending the sale of critical minerals to the United States in response to President Trump's trade war. China produces 90% of the world's rare earth minerals, which are needed for U.S. defense capabilities, weapons manufacturing, and aerospace, causing the Pentagon to take note. Earlier this month, China's military had ramped up exercises around Taiwan, military drills that included live fire, long-range strikes, and blockade operations that some believe foreshadow a future military invasion.
And if you've been active on social media, you've maybe heard of this case. The teen charged into stabbing death of Texas high school star athlete Austin Metcalf, having his bond lowered, 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony has been locked up on a $1 million bond after the April 2nd incident involving Metcalf, who was also 17. On Monday, a Collin County judge lowered Anthony's bail to $250,000 with conditions that include being under house arrest and wearing an ankle monitor. Metcalf's father says the dispute started over a seat in the stadium during a district track meet.
429 News Radio 92.3, the Salvadorian president says he's not going to return a wrongfully deported Maryland man to the U.S. after the Supreme Court ordered that the Trump administration must facilitate Kilmar Abrego Garcia's return. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
The Supreme Court wants the White House to help facilitate his return after that lower court ruled he was wrongfully deported. But it's not going to happen. White House officials say he was determined years ago to be a gang member, and the El Salvador president says releasing him doesn't make sense for either country, so he won't.
Of course, I'm not going to do it. It's like, the question is preposterous. How can I smuggle a terrorist into the United States? I don't have the power to return him to the United States.
This is the first day in weeks since Liberation Day that tariff talk has not completely dominated the conversation here as you go down tent by tent on the North Lawn.
And a 5.2 earthquake being reported in the San Diego area earlier today. The USGS says it struck at 10 a.m. local time northeast of San Diego in the city of Julian. Authorities say there are reports of minor damage, but no injuries. Meanwhile, some public rail lines have been temporarily closed for inspection.
Okay, I want you to kind of put this on your calendar. Remember the sales tax holidays coming, saving money for entertainment, workers needing tools, parents shopping for back-to-school items, and Floridians preparing for hurricane season. The savings, by the way, begin in 49 days. The first up, the disaster preparedness tax holiday, June 2nd through 15th. Wrapping up at the end of the season, it'll be the hunting season tax holiday, September 15th through 19th. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on today.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Both the U.S. and El Salvador say they won't bring Kilmar Abrego Garcia back to the U.S. He's an immigrant living in Maryland. The Trump administration admits was mistakenly deported to El Salvador last month. But the legal battle is not over yet. Fox's David Spunt reports.
He is alive and in that prison in El Salvador. There is a court hearing tomorrow afternoon in Maryland with that judge. We expect that judge to be fairly aggressive with the Justice Department.
The White House says Abrego Garcia is a member of the MS-13 gang, which he denies. Blue Origin launched an all-female crew into space, including singer Katy Perry and TV host Gail King.
I walked out of there thinking, gosh, I can do anything. I can do anything. Aww. And when you get out and they say, welcome home never felt and sounded so good.
The crew spent around 10 minutes in space before returning to Earth. America's listening to Fox News.
This week at Macy's, use your coupon or Macy's card and get an extra 20% off just in time for Valentine's Day. Save on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off dazzling diamonds, gemstones, and more. And sleek handbags and wallets from Kipling, Nine West, Inc., and more top designers, now 25% off. Plus, Star Money bonus days are going on now. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Thursday at 9 a.m., the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Mathnasium to the studio. If you have school-aged children, Adana Elder will be in the studio to enlighten you on the Mathnasium method. Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. At Mathnasium, they are changing lives through math. So don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9 with Mathnasium.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I die for you, that's easy to say. We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man, but literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do, even harder to say.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Beautiful Monday afternoon. Getting ready tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Interesting thing happening in Pensacola. Governor DeSantis is going to be in town over at Pensacola State around 9:30 or so. We're going to carry this live for you on News Radio 92.3. So it will be pretty interesting. We don't have all of the specifics as of yet in terms of his agenda and the pecking order and which is going to happen. But we can tell you it's going to be around 9:30 tomorrow. Just keep it on News Radio 92.3. Ron DeSantis in town over at Pensacola State College, and we'll be all over that event for you. Big past weekend for sports. I mean, I can't just kind of recapping with you, of course, Pensacola Sports did the Firefighters Challenge over on the island. They had the swim, the DeLuna swim, earlier in the morning on Saturday, then Saturday afternoon. Yeah, I was out there in the morning and checked out the swim and then did the firefighters thing and then went home, took a shower, actually, got cleaned up, and then went out to the soccer matches on Saturday afternoon. So it was a big weekend of sports, and we thank Pensacola Sports for doing such a bang-up job on those events with us. Speaking of sports, here's the latest Fox Sports update on News Radio 92.3.
Fox Sports Update.
I gotta go get a green jacket.
Yeah! The 2025 Masters champion, Rory McIlroy.
I go back to watching this tournament the weekend with my father when I was 7 and 8 years old. Watching Tiger Woods do what he did in 1997. That was my inspiration to try to become what I am today. And to think that I'm up here wearing one of those green jackets is, honestly, it's a dream come true. Like, my dreams have been made today.
On CBS, anybody who witnessed Rory McIlroy in the moments after he sank his winning putt on the first playoff hole to win the Masters over Justin Rose saw a man express pure bare joy, unbridled exultation, an exhale of 11 years trying to win his fourth different Grand Slam. McIlroy's torso shuddered on the green while tears of joy escaped from his eyes after he fell to the ground following his final putt.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
On CBS, Rory McIlroy is now on all four major tournaments. He's the sixth man to do so. Join Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods. NBA regular season ended Sunday. The play-in tournament begins tomorrow. In the Eastern Conference, the Atlanta Hawks will visit the Orlando Magic tomorrow. The winner will become the seventh seed of the East and face the second seed Celtics, the reigning champs. The second game tomorrow, the Warriors will be home to play the Grizzlies for the right to become the seventh seed of the West and face the Rockets. The teams that lose tomorrow will get another shot to make the playoffs Friday when they'll face the teams who win Wednesday's play-in games, Miami at Chicago and Dallas at Sacramento. Yesterday, the Nuggets grabbed the fourth seed of the West, the Clippers got the fifth, and the Timberwolves grabbed the sixth seed. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we got news over the weekend that former LSU wide receiver Kyren Lacy passed away at the age of 24. He reportedly took his own life on Saturday night in Houston while being chased by police. According to the Harris County Sheriff's Office, police responded to a call from a family member who said that Lacy had fired a gun during an argument before fleeing in a vehicle. The chase ended in a crash, and deputies say he shot himself as they approached the car. He played three seasons at LSU after starting his career at Louisiana.
Okay, President Trump welcomed the Ohio State football team to commemorate their 2024 national championship victory. President congratulated the Buckeyes for their historic win over Notre Dame.
This extraordinary group rallied together for a single glorious mission to win four straight playoff games against the finest teams in college football. And you were able to do it, obviously.
Yeah, that was. That was a great run for them. And, you know, since we're still on the NCAA theme, a former NCAA Woman of the Year among the six people that were killed in a plane crash in New York State on Saturday. The NTSB said the crash investigation was in its early stages. Former MIT soccer player and 2022 NCAA Woman of the Year Karina Groff died in the crash along with her boyfriend, father, mother, brother, and her brother's partner. The plane carrying the victims took off from White Plains and crashed near the Massachusetts border.
NBA regular season finally over, and the postseason's all set to go. Greg Thompson has your review.
Before we can get to the playoffs, we still need to figure out the last two spots at each conference, and those will be decided by the play-in tournament. In the East, it'll be the Orlando Magic and Atlanta Hawks facing off for the seventh seed. The loser of that will then play the winner of the Chicago Bulls and Miami Heat for the eighth seed. Over in the West, we didn't even know what was happening until after Sunday's games. The Denver Nuggets, LA Clippers, and Minnesota Timberwolves all won, grabbing the 4th, 5th, and 6th seeds, while the Warriors lost to fall into the play-in. Now that means Golden State will face the Memphis Grizzlies for the 7th seed, with the loser taking on the winner of the Sacramento Kings and Dallas Mavericks for the 8th and final spot. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And you know, he just mentioned Sacramento Kings, so I'm going to use that as a bit of a segue here. The Sacramento River Cats, some minor league baseball team, they're kind of making some headlines here because they will not use their newly unveiled Gold Digger alternative uniforms after backlash over a promotional video was deemed sexist. The AAA team has deleted promotional videos from Instagram and YouTube. They featured two women with dollar signs for eyes watching a player emerge from a gold mine. References to the Gold Diggers have also been removed from the River Cats and minor league baseball websites.
Okay, let's kind of dig back into the Masters here, the 25. What a match that was. It brought us a long overdue champion, and of course, as we know, it's McIlroy back with a green jacket.
People were starting to wonder if Rory McIlroy would ever win another major. He won four of them between 2011 and 2014, but none since, despite multiple close calls. All the ingredients were there for another heartbreak this year at Augusta, but despite losing a two-stroke lead at the start of the final round, a four-stroke lead on the back nine, and then missing a putt to win it on the final hole, he somehow recovered, beating Justin Rose in a sudden-death playoff.
To think that I'm up here wearing one of those green jackets is, honestly, it's a dream come true. Like, my dreams have been made today.
McIlroy, courtesy of the Masters. Now, this also makes him only the sixth male golfer ever to win all four major tournaments and complete the career Grand Slam. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And to wrap up your sports segment, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by NHTSA. Put the phone away or pay. How many times yesterday did you think Rory McIlroy was going to win the Masters and then instantly think he was going to choke at Augusta, to then think he was going to prevail? Especially after Rory missed the 5-foot putt in 18 that would have won in the tournament, he then found himself in a playoff, and all the momentum clearly shifted in a big-time way to Justin Rose. Ultimately, Rory found a way to capture his first career green jacket. It was almost like he needed that emotional roller coaster ride to finally complete the career Grand Slam. I'm Zach Gelb.
Every day when we're on the road, people around us endanger themselves and others by looking at their phones while driving. There's the sneak a peeker who darts their eyes between the road and their texts, or the nightlighter who illuminates their car after dark. If that's you, reconsider before you find yourself becoming the fender benderer, the got a ticketer, or worst of all, the driver who killed someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Alrighty, President Trump says he'll be announcing tariff rates on imported semiconductors this week. Trump made the announcement yesterday aboard Air Force One, adding that there will be a certain amount of flexibility for some companies. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick also said yesterday that semiconductors wouldn't be included in certain tariff exemptions announced Friday for electronics like phones and computers.
Okay, very interesting. Following last week's deadly helicopter crash into the Hudson River in New York City, the FAA has announced the company involved is now shutting down operations immediately. Here's Ted Lindner.
The announcement comes following an earlier request by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer that New York helicopter tours pause all flights while the NTSB investigates the fatal crash. Now the FAA made the call to ground all flights as investigators dig deeper into what went wrong, launching an immediate review of the tour operator's license and safety record. Six people, including a family visiting from Spain and their pilot and Navy vet, were all killed. Senator Chuck Schumer is now pushing for tougher rules, saying some tour companies are cutting corners. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And it sounds like there was a scare for a moment in Minnesota earlier today. Police say a person was arrested on the campus of United Healthcare in Minnesota. It comes just months after the company's CEO, Brian Thompson, was shot and killed in New York City. Local police said a suspect was taken into custody today without incident and that there was no threat to the public.
Okay, thinking about maybe buying the home or selling the home. Those mortgage rates starting to get a little bit higher today, now above the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.07%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.48%.
And President Trump calling on the FCC chair to give substantial penalties to CBS. According to Huffington Post, the president is furious over the 60 Minutes Sunday broadcast about Greenlanders opposing the idea of becoming part of the U.S. and the failed immediate promise to end the Ukrainian war. Trump is urging FCC chair Brendan Carr to issue the network maximum fines and punishment, and it should have their license revoked.
Okay, Trump administration continuing to deport suspected gang members that crossed the U.S.-Mexican border illegally to El Salvador. Alicia Acuna has the numbers for us.
Marco Rubio says the U.S. sent 10 gang members to El Salvador this weekend. The men come from two gangs, including MS-13 and Tren de Aragua. The Trump administration has been sending detainees to El Salvador since last month. Mr. Trump is scheduled to meet with El Salvador's president in Washington.
Here's today's business news.
All righty. Let's see. Getting things started with the business side of things here. The price of eggs is at a record level ahead of Easter. NBC's Stephanie Gosk reports that the average price of a dozen eggs is now at an all-time high of $6.23, while soaring cocoa prices are making chocolate more expensive. And economists warn that prices could go even higher in the weeks ahead.
I want to know where they're paying $6 for eggs at. I haven't seen it. I mean, yeah.
Hey, lucky you.
The 24 amounts, but I don't see $6 for 12.
Yeah, that's rough.
No, I don't see it. I'd like to know.
And that's what I'm saying. That makes us the lucky ones.
Yeah, where they got this. No, absolutely said it very well there, Austin. The diamond industry is expressing optimism after President Trump issued a temporary pause on higher tariffs for most nations. Fox's Business's Madison Allworth has more on the story.
They're thrilled because they mostly come from India. 92% of lab-grown diamonds and 45% of real diamonds come from India. And so the diamond and jewelry industry, they were alarmed when Trump announced a 26% tariff on the country. That's also because diamond industry has seen a drop in sales and prices of natural diamonds. That's because lab diamonds have driven down the price. We also have wars going on around the world, which decreases the market for people going out and buying diamonds. So when those tariffs were first announced, it seems that India actually exported about $1 billion worth of diamonds and jewelry to the U.S.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your business notes in just a moment, but first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, there's not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Your worst spots right now are probably going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny, partly cloudy, high of 79. low of 52.
448, News Radio 92.3. Japan's going to get a look at American driverless vehicles. Eben Brown has more in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
American autonomous vehicles will be coming to Japan soon. Driverless car company Waymo will begin testing its tech in Japan next week. It's the first international trial for Waymo, owned by Google's parent corporation Alphabet. The company is referring to the event as a road trip as they attempt to learn about the nuances of driving in Japanese traffic, which is a little different from American traffic. For instance, in Japan, they drive on the left side of the street. 25 cars will be deployed, and they will not be driving themselves. They'll be operated by drivers who will also be gathering mapping data. And in Tokyo, where some cars have already been spotted. But Waymo says the plan is to eventually bring its autonomous taxi service to Japan. Waymo is already providing service in U.S. cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Phoenix, and Austin, and is expanding service to others. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And of course, earlier this hour, we were talking about the director of the National Economic Council trying to ease some of the tension regarding the tariffs that that Trump's unleashing here. But of course, that's not met with the same optimism from everybody. Senator Elizabeth Warren says President Trump's tariffs are hurting the U.S. economy. Appearing on CNN State of the Union, the Massachusetts Democrat said the uncertainty around how the tariffs will be enforced is stopping companies from making investments. Warren serves on the Senate Banking Committee. She renewed calls for an investigation into possible insider trading.
All right. Americans are conflicted on taxes. In the latest Fox News poll, Dana Blanton has the details in Potpourri.
This is Potpourri with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
Here are five tax tidbits from our latest Fox News survey. First, a sizable number of voters, 38%, say they are okay with the amount they pay. And get this, 2% think what they pay is too low. But a majority, 59%, say their taxes are too high. While partisans across the board think their tax bill is excessive, Republicans are 14 points more likely than Democrats to feel that way. But it isn't the amount voters pay to Uncle Sam that really bothers them about their taxes. Only 12% put that as their top annoyance. A bigger concern is how the government spends their tax dollars. One quarter, one in four, say that's what bugs them the most. However, the most common complaint is the rich aren't paying enough. Nearly half, 45%, feel that way, with higher and lower income families equally likely to say the rich don't pay their fair share. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Potpourri.
And tech giant NVIDIA out with plans to build manufacturing plants in Texas that will, for the first time, produce domestically made AI supercomputers. They will be in Houston and Dallas. Production at both plants, they say, is expected to ramp up in the next year, and they say it will create hundreds of thousands of jobs and drive trillions of dollars in economic security over the coming decades.
450 News Radio 92.3. President Trump is defending his changing tariff policies as smartphones, computers, and other electronics come into focus this week. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
For a minute, it looked like computers, smartphones, semiconductor manufacturing equipment, wireless routers, memory chips, and other electronics might escape the tariffs entirely until the president said they are still subject to that 20% charge he imposed over fentanyl, posting online that nobody is getting off the hook. And he says this week we will get some more guidance about new charges for that sector specifically. Some confusion was spurred from the mixed messaging. The Commerce Secretary said on one of the Sunday shows the exemption was never meant to give the industry a free pass forever, and that the new charges would be announced soon. So that made it sound like the tariffs hadn't been put in place yet, but the president's post indicated the electronics were still subject to that 20% fentanyl charge.
All righty, 451, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll have some health notes for you, and maybe some more frivolous stuff, maybe pop culture, if we got time for it.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Bands on the Beach is back. So bring a lawn chair or a towel and get ready to enjoy live music at the Stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, the Disco Kiss will be taking the stage, playing the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair, but don't bring any pens or glass. Stop by the Cat Country Tent. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Not too much going on. We do have an accident reported on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound, heading towards the Lowe's Home Improvement Store in Pace, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and on Blue Angel Parkway if you are traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, partly cloudy, probably going to be around a high of 79 and a low of 52.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is launching a research effort to discover the cause of what he calls an autism epidemic. And I know they've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. I think we're starting to see some action here. Fox's Alexandra Hoff is in Washington with more on this.
Secretary Kennedy saying nothing is off the table in terms of what they're going to look at as potential causes of autism. And he said that the NIH is going to utilize scientists from around the world to identify what's behind the rising rates, promising to have an answer by September. Many experts have said that this timeline is impossible because of the complexity of what has become a very broad diagnosis. On one end, you have individuals unable to speak, requiring 24/7 care. On the other, those who may lack social cues. Now, in 2000, 1 in 150 children were diagnosed with autism. By 2020, it was 1 in 36. And Kennedy says that that's soon going to be updated to 1 in 31.
And the Trump administration will not allow Medicare to be used for gender-affirming care for minors. On Friday, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services urged states to not use funds for gender-affirming care for anyone under 18. The restriction specifically applies for hormone treatments or gender reassignment surgeries. Newly appointed CMS Administrator Mehmet Oz said that he has a duty to ensure medical care is lawful, necessary, and truly in the best interest of patients.
457 News Radio 92.3, Pfizer says it's ending clinical testing for a once-daily pill that would have treated obesity. Tanya J. Powers has more on this.
Pfizer's testing for danuglipron was in phase 3, which is usually the last part of development before a company submits the treatment to government regulators for approval. The company says it will stop studying the weight loss drug after one of the participants in its trial experienced a possible drug-induced liver injury that was resolved once they stopped taking it. Pfizer had been testing the once-daily pill after scrapping development of a twice-daily version in late 2023 because most patients dropped out due to side effects including frequent nausea and vomiting. The pill had been seen as an alternative to the popular weight loss drugs given weekly by injection, including Novo Nordisk's Wegovy and Eli Lilly's Zepbound. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a new study shows Parkinson's disease may soon be more concerning than Alzheimer's cases. Parkinson's disease estimated to rise 30% in cases by 2050 in North America and will double globally. Symptoms of Parkinson's disease mostly affect movement but can range from mental health effects to pain and tiredness. There's currently no cure for Parkinson's, and scientists are working to determine what triggers a devastating illness.
A lot more effects than that, than those four you just mentioned for Parkinson's. Let me tell you, it is a debilitating disease, and it's bad.
Yeah.
Health officials are taking this month to encourage you to make some life-changing donations. Lisa Brady has more on this.
This is House Call for Health. April is National Donate Life Month. It was started in 2003 by Donate Life America and partner organizations to raise awareness about donation and to encourage Americans to register as an organ, eye, or tissue donor. Also to celebrate those who have registered and who've given the gift of life. There are around 100,000 people on the National Organ Transplant Waiting List. To sign up, you can visit organdonor.gov, and that can link you to a state registry. You can also sign up in person at your local motor vehicle department, or on an iPhone, use the Health app. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All righty. A Minecraft movie continues at number one in the box office for the second weekend in a row. Last weekend, it brought in a little over $160 million, $80 million for the second weekend, and grossing $550 million internationally. In second place is a faith-based movie called The King of Kings, which brought in $19 million.
Okay, Kathleen Maloney is all over this story this afternoon.
Fox on Film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. After just 2 weeks, a Minecraft movie is now the highest grossing Hollywood release of 2025.
Anything you can dream about here, you can make.
The Warner Brothers video game adaptation starring Jack Black and Jason Momoa pulling in $80.6 million in ticket sales. It surpassed $550 million worldwide. Some new releases rounding out the top five this week. The King of Kings debuts in second place with $19.1 million.
Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me for just a moment.
I am King Arthur!
Get down from there!
It's loosely based on a Charles Dickens work about Jesus. The Amateur opens in third place with $15 million. Warfare comes in fourth with $8.3 million. And Drop finishes in fifth, $7.5 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Okay, 7 to 10 more days of beautiful sunshine. Thanks for having us on this hour. News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.